MMA, the season that never ends, all begins with MMA Lockup. And now the host of MMA Lockup, Chris Matthews.
Welcome back to MMA Lockup. I'm Chris Matthews. Make sure you check out the website, MMALockup.com. We're also Facebook and Twitter. It's MMA Lockup. This next interview we're going to be posting on the website, MMALockup.com, along with other ones, but specifically this one. We never made it public as an act of respect. Didn't want to publicize at all Sean Tompkins after his unexpected death. The guy had such an impact on the sport of mixed martial arts, as well as the lives that make this sport go. He's connected to such names as Boss Rutten. He's trained some of the best fighters in the world, bar none. And plain and simple, his fighters loved him. The people around him loved him. After over a year, we're going to go ahead and make this public. Enjoy as we remember one of the great minds in mixed martial arts, that being Coach Sean Tompkins.
Yeah, everything's been going great for us. We've been on a roll here, getting everything situated. You know, I had started it all off with Horodetsky about a month ago, fighting in the first event in Canada, winning with a first-round submission, you know, and then we went on to Hominick's fight with Aldo. With, you know, even though we didn't get a win, we did get a lot of positives from that, and it was, you know, basically in our backyard of Toronto, Ontario. And then here we are getting over this past weekend with Sam Stout knocking out a legend in the sport, Eze Edwards. It's been great, man. Loving it.
Sean, before we get to UFC 131, let's let the fans know how you got to where you're at.
Well, you know, I've been involved in martial arts since I was a little, very young kid, and just always, you know, had a passion for it. And it's something that, you know, my parents even, you know, to this day say that, you know, there was no way they were going to pull me away from it. It was definitely my calling. So I opened up my first gym at 18 years old. You know, I've been involved in kickboxing, the kickboxing world for many years. And then I met a guy named Boss Rutten probably about 12, 13 years ago. And, you know, Boss became kind of like a father to me, introduced me to the world of mixed martial arts. And it's kind of been history. You know, I've been kind of following him around, and then in the past, like 5 years, kind of branched out and did my own thing. So it's been a trip, man. It's been a great ride. And, you know, obviously with the way the UFC and everything's going with mixed martial arts right now, I think I picked the right thing to do.
You know, in sports, it's said a lot of times that players, students, what have you, take the attitude of their coach. Did you take the attitude of Bass any?
Yeah, sometimes good and sometimes bad, but for sure, man. Boss is, like I said, he's like a father to me. He was the best man at my wedding a couple of years ago, and we keep in real close contact all the time. And you know, even my fighters are, you know, real close to Boss. So it's a family thing for us. You know, it's not just we go out there and compete and be part of the sport. This is our lives.
Sean, as a coach, what do you think your strengths are that makes your Muay Thai coaching different than other people?
Well, I think what I've done over the years is I've really just transferred it into mixed martial arts, Muay Thai. You know, there's great wrestling coaches, there's great jiu-jitsu coaches, there's great kickboxing coaches. But what we do isn't, you know, just one of those arts, and it has to be somewhat transformed to formulate into mixed martial arts and be able to deal with all those things. So I think what's happened is I created a good understanding for mixed martial arts, and, you know, I changed and tweaked a few things. I created some combinations that I think set up wrestlers really well and defend wrestlers very well, and at the same time change the footwork and the stance a little bit so that it would apply more to the sport itself. So it's just, you know, taking the time to love the sport and putting some extra thought and some time and some process and actually getting in there and getting dirty with it sometimes.
We're talking to well-known and respected kickboxing coach Sean Tompkins. Sean, I'm a parent. We have parents that listen to the show and what have you that are thinking about getting their kid into mixed martial arts. Me as a parent, I love Muay Thai. At what age would be the perfect age to get a kid into Muay Thai?
Well, you know, people ask me this question all the time, and I don't think it's the Muay Thai that's the question to transfer a kid into, you know, for his age and when to put him into a program. I think it's more what parents should do is go out and really research a lot of the gyms and schools in the area, because it really comes down to who the coach is and how good the coach is with children. You know, there's a lot of really great programs out there that I travel around to schools all the time and see. I see kids at the age of four, you know, that are very skilled already and learning the right things, and most importantly, they're learning learning the true part of the sport, the traditional side of it, where they're learning behavioral skills, you know, respect, discipline, and building their range of motion for what will one day probably become a future champion.
Sean, you know, all things in life grow. You have the root, and then you have the fruit. You, my friend, being the coach, you're the root. Let's talk a little bit about that fruit. Mark Hominick, I didn't know much about the guy going into the event up in Canada. You know, I had a few people tell me, he's going to make it a fight versus Jose Aldo. I got to be honest with you, I blew it off. I'm a Mark Hominick fan now. Looking at that last round, I got to tell you, that's one of the best rounds I've ever seen. The guy had a Coke can pretty much on his head, and the guy just fought with relentless emotion and aggression. You know, is this guy a top two or three fighter in that particular division?
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, I always tell people in the sport, you know, every day something can change, and it's just a matter of timing. Timing is everything, not just in the cage, but more importantly, outside the cage. And, you know, I've always known that Mark Hominick was a special fighter, a special person, and it just had to be at the right time. You know, he's made sacrifices throughout the years. He's been on top, he's been on the bottom. So I think now's his time. And you know, like I said, timing is everything. So he went out there, he proved himself, and most importantly in that fight, he took somebody that everybody said was inhuman, and he made a human out of him. And I think second time around, that belt could be easily around his waist.
Was there ever a point, you know, with that particular, I guess it was a hematoma, you know, on his head, were you a little bit worried that they did not stop the fight?
No, not at all. I've been involved in the sport long enough to know I've seen things like that before. As long as it's not around the side where the veins are and stuff, it's not something that could really damage the fighter. It's just a matter of it needs time to heal. And to be honest with you guys, we went back to our hotel room around midnight that night after the press conference and basically just ate and iced it. And by about 5 in the morning, it wasn't there anymore. It was just a dark bruise. So, you know, sometimes it's just a visual that seems make something like that worse than it is. You know, really what Mark came away from with that fight was just about 4 stitches under his opposite eye. And like I said, the hematoma was gone by the morning.
Sean, let's talk about more of that fruit. Sam Stout looked great the other night. Tell us, how good can this guy be?
Well, you know, Sam, I think, has proven himself. I think that knockout the other night against, you know, who was at one time the uncrowned champion of the UFC, Edwards, and, you know, he's just had close to 60 fights, you know, and Stout walking in there and really showed a huge, I think Stout's been showing huge improvement for the last 2 years since that Joe Lauzon fight. So I think that should put him in the mix. It should get him at least in the top 12, and we'll see what they put him up against next. But I'm not scared of Stout fighting anybody in that top 10 of the UFC right now. You know, he's made a statement. He's caught up very well with the rest of his skill levels on the ground and standing, obviously. You know, we've always known him as a great striker, but I think everybody's seen the precision come, and he's really, truly grown into his body. That kid is a killer when it comes to power, strength, and stamina. You just can't finish him.
You have great fighters. You know, some of the guys that don't get that publicity, those guys that spend the hours in the gym that don't get that, give us some guys that you know that you're bringing up that they're future stars possibly in the UFC or a Bellator or what have you.
Well, I actually have my next trip up is Miami. I'm going out there for the next Bellator, and I have a fighter that's worked with me for about a year and a half now, a gentleman by the name of Ronnie Mann, who's in the featherweight tournament. Some know of him, some in the United States don't because he's from the UK, but I have him favored to win that tournament, so he's going to be a guy that you guys are going to see a lot of. And then, like you said, I mean, I have about 22, 23 fighters on my roster right now of guys that are on the way up. I've got a real legitimate welterweight on his way up. A guy by the name of Phil Dace. I have a 135-pounder, Malcolm Gordon, that's making waves, ready to turn pro. So I've always got those guys, you know, waiting in the wings that are helping me push up the champions, and the champions are always pulling them along with them. So this next year, I'm promising you, is going to be the year of Team Tompkins.
That was Sean Tompkins. Passed away too early at the age of 37. You'll always be remembered, Coach. And that does it for another week of MMA Lockup. Big thanks to my head editor-in-chief of MMALockup.com, Jeremy Hurt, the owner of Adrenaline Performance Centers, and also the strength and conditioning coach of the Jackson Camp, that's Jonathan Chamberg, and of course, a big thanks and remembrance to Coach Sean Tompkins. You'll always be remembered, Coach. And folks, if you're the last one here, turn out the lights and lock it up.
Life is a book of volumes 3, past, present, and yet to be. The past is written and laid away.
only the present chapter you're writing each day and as for the future. Hey, brother, this is the key. Choice, not chance, determines destiny. Thanks for listening. See you next time.